Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey everyone, I am so excited to come live and to share with you our new book. My new book, The Implementation Code, is now live. So I want to talk about, this is actually the author's copy. It says not for resale on it. This won't be live on Amazon yet, but I'm going to share with you how to get your copy, a free copy of this book. So my second book is finally out. I've been talking about the second book for years. Every year I was like, this is the year, 2018 is the year that I'm finally going to write this book. And then I would say like, you guys, something came up and I'm really going to push it back to 2019 and then 2020. And then finally 2020, the craziest year to decide to actually write the book. I wrote the book. So it's called The Implementation Code, Unlock the Secrets to Getting It All Done. Now, what I want to share with you guys, and before we actually put it live on Amazon, you can get it for $8.95. You just pay the shipping and handling, but we actually cover the book for you, okay? So what's funny is I wrote this book pre-pandemic. I was not planning on all of the things that 2020 brought us, but I was already writing it because years before, I've owned a business now for 18 years, but before, I would say maybe 10 years ago or maybe even longer, I was such a workhorse. Like I was probably what people think I am right now. Like they people will say to me, how often do you sleep? Or what does your schedule look like? Are you working 12-hour days? And I'm not doing that now, but I definitely was doing that back in the day and for a long, long time. Like I would work all day. And even I want to say definitely kids, starting the second business, starting Foot Traffic 5 years ago, I was still like getting back into that workhorse mentality because I have multiple businesses to run. So I would work like all day. I would immediately jump and switch and take like the mom hat or business hat off, mom hat on, take care of the kids. I would put them to bed. And I would go back into work mode. I would go back into work at like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. I would work till maybe I'd look at my watch and be like, oh my goodness, it's midnight. I've got to go to sleep. And then I'd wake up at the crack of dawn trying to beat them, meaning like beat waking them up, not beat up my children, sorry. And it was just this nonstop vicious cycle. And when I was nursing, I'd be waking up in the middle of the night, like on my phone doing things, fixing things on my Facebook page and my Facebook group and all of these crazy things. And it was exhausting. Now, here's the worst part. And tell me if you feel this way or felt this way. You can work that many hours and feel like you're still behind. Like you still, like how many times have you said, I just need to catch up, right? I have so much to do. I just feel so behind. There's days where I felt like I've been trying to keep my head above water. Like I'm just like trying to do anything to stay afloat, right? And I realized, you know, one day I wake up and I realize like this is not the reason I started a business. This is not what I was signing up for, what I thought this was going to be. And it finally had to change. So I started to really look at, I've got to say no to some things, right? I've got to look at my calendar and start to remove things, start to like create better business boundaries, start telling people no, start, you know, even changing up friend groups and like where I'm putting my energy and where I'm putting my time. And here's the thing, it's like, it's not even those beginning years that are these types of years. It's like, any, like right now, 2020 has felt that way a little bit. I have been like my business has been such a well-oiled machine, my dance studios, and all of a sudden, you know, the pandemic hits and sometimes it can suck you back in. And the more things create like chaos and just overwhelm, the more strict you have to be with what it is you are putting out, okay? So what I will tell you is, and this is a funny story that I always think about, is there was a time when one of my employees, obviously in my business, my performing arts academies, I was like the only teacher. And then I started hiring people. And then one day we have like 50 employees, right? It's a very different situation. And if they had been with me for a while, the teachers could see or the staff could see that, you know, I used to work a lot more than I do now. However, I was working like no one should ever work that kind of hours, right? So anyway, this person said to somebody on my team, they're like, so does Stacey get like a pay cut now that she's not working as much? Like, you guys know as business owners, like that is the most insulting thing like anybody could say to you. So I remember saying to the person that said that to me, I wasn't the direct person, it was like the manager. I was like, if we took all of the hours that I have put in for the last 18 years and we have calculated how much I have been paid in my business, I could still guarantee you it would be like minimum wage, right? Because the amount of time and energy and everything we put into our business, especially in the beginning, right? It's just so much. And the pressure we take on, it's exhausting, you guys. So anyway, what I want you to know is I know how hard you're working. I see you. I've been you. Like I am right there with you. And sometimes I go back to there really quickly and realize I've got to get back, right? It's easy to slide in unhealthy patterns, 100%. I don't ever want you to think like, I've just got my act together and this is always just so easy. There are definitely times when I slip back in or I have to purposely go in, intentionally go back in. So anyway, the reason that I wrote this book and like what I poured in here, the big thing that I want you to start to see is there are definitely some habits that you need to stop, that you need to incorporate if you want to fully understand how you can feel caught up, right? Now, you'll never, ever be caught up in your business. And that is hard to hear, but in some way, it actually makes me feel better. Because when I used to think that I could catch up, I would be like, okay, let me just finish. Like I would say to my kids, mom just needs a few more minutes, right? And then an hour later, they're like, are you done now? I'm like, no, I'm almost done. Just give me two more minutes. Just give me two more minutes, right? How many of you have said that? It's like your family knows, I can't believe her. Like anything she says, who knows what it's really going to take or how much she really has to put into work. And what I had to finally realize is you will never catch up. So I started to put really strict boundaries in place. And right now I work about Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, and I don't work on weekends. And I definitely do not go back to work when my kids go to sleep. I don't bring my computer into my bedroom. My computer stays in my office. It never leaves unless I want to do something fun like the Nordstrom anniversary sale tomorrow, which I will be doing. I might take this and go someplace and sit wherever, right? But my computer is in my office where I work and I'm only in here 9 to 3. Let me tell you, getting to a place where I've had to set those boundaries in place has taken me a lot. Hence why I've written this book, because I want you to see like how I did this and how I could go from being so overworked and so exhausted to having such good boundaries in place. It is not something I naturally was always doing. It's something that I had to learn and really tweak in my business. So I want you to see that. And I will tell you this, you guys, I work a normal amount, right? A normal amount. I work way less than I do years ago, way less. Yet my businesses are more successful than ever, right? I feel even weird saying that knowing I'm in a pandemic and my studios are in this pandemic. But I still feel the studios are very successful because we're getting through this pandemic and we have been doing such a great job getting through it that it's still like the fact that I know we're going to beat it and I know we're going to get through it still makes me feel so proud of what we've been doing, right? So to say that I'm working less than ever, my businesses are more successful than ever, that feels amazing. And I want you to know that like the more you do, or if you could just put in one more hour, if you could just put in one more whatever, right? I promise you, like there's no ending that cycle. You'll just keep saying it. You'll just keep going. So if that's you, if you know you've got to change this. You know you don't want to keep this business like this. You're getting burnt out. Maybe you won't last in this business. I want you to go grab my book, you guys. So this book right now, it's $8.95. It's free. You just pay the shipping and handling for $8.95, okay? Yes, go get it. You pre-order it, but within 2 weeks, I believe you already get it. So it's fast. It's not like we're pre-ordering 3 months out. So go grab it. When you do it, you guys, go through it and really start to ask yourself and assess like, where could I be better? Like, oh, this is great. This is a nice idea. But how are you actually going to put it in action? So one thing that we do in this book, because I know so many people will read books and they'll highlight it and there's like, we have the tabs all over. Do I have tabs somewhere? Yeah. Oh, here's a good example. How many of you guys, you've got the tabs going, but have you done anything? Have you implemented, right? So one thing I did with this book, you guys, anybody that gets the book, when you're in the book, you'll actually get access to a free companion course that goes with it with an action guide of like, you've just read this book, here's what I want you to do. Because I don't want you just to read the book and then nothing changes, right? In fact, reading the book and changing nothing will actually overwhelm you more, right? Because you'll have one more thing added to your plate. I want you to read the book. You can make all the little highlights, but then at the end, when we get to the action guide in the companion course, it's like a digital course, okay? When I say companion course, it's actually online videos that go with it. I want you to ask yourself, like, now it's time to really start checking off the things that are going to move the needle, because that's what you need to do. You have a million things on your plate, and if I looked right now at your calendar and I audited it, not what you're going to do in the future, but what you did last week. If I audited your calendar, how many of you would say, oh, wow, like, I don't even want to show Stacey. Like, I know if I show her, I already know what she's going to say, right? Like, you're doing habits that you know are bad. You are spending time on things that you know you shouldn't be doing. That's the worst part. We are doing things and we are aware that we are doing them and we shouldn't be, all right? So yes, thank you. Someone just says you always over deliver. I really wanted to make sure that this wasn't just another book on your shelf, right? I want you to actually be able to say like, oh, I read this book one time and then I actually implemented these things and now look what's happened, or now look what we've done. So again, free book. You just pay the shipping and handling. It's $8.95 if you're in the United States. It's a little bit more if you're international, but we do have an international option. And then with it, in the book, we will have a link in there for you to go access the free companion course, which is basically a video training and a workbook for every single chapter to be like, did you do your homework? Like, did you check it off? We've got that all in there for you, okay? All right, you guys, you are so welcome. Yes, we do ship to Canada. Like I said, it's a little bit more than the $8.95, I believe. But yes, you will get it. And pretty quickly, I was surprised to see like what it looked like for Canadians and people in Europe and other places. So yes, we made sure we had an international option. I know sometimes you guys don't get that, so I wanted to do it. We have implemented a small portion from what you already taught us in Foot Traffic Formula. I love it. And that's the thing. It's like, you can just dabble. Like, you can dabble in a chapter. You can dabble in Foot Traffic Formula. As long as you implement something from it, I don't need you to be like reading the whole book and taking all those steps. Like, I would rather have you read chapter one and implement all of chapter one and get something out of it than read the whole book and be like, well, that was great. And I have no plans to do anything else, right? So I love that you just said, yes, can't wait for the rest. I'm so excited for you. And that's the thing I always say to people. I don't want you to be a good video watcher. I don't want you to be great at reading my workbooks or showing up for my lives. I want you to stop and ask yourself, I've just spent 15 minutes with this girl. Like, what am I gonna do from this live that she just said? Like, what is my takeaway? What is my big aha? And then what am I going to do? What is the action I'm going to take because of something she just said, right? Please, please, please make sure you are always getting a return on your investment with whatever it is you do. Yay, Candace bought her book yesterday. So you're like, how did she buy her book yesterday? So I did tell my Foot Traffic Formula members about it yesterday. So some of them have purchased already. However, everybody else, the public, finds out today. So in case you're like, what is going on? So here's the biggest takeaway that I want you to understand today. If you can take this in, this will make me so happy. Remember, you will never be caught up in your business, right? And please don't make that be a negative thing. I want that to be a positive thing of, you're right. So I can stop today at this time knowing it'll be there tomorrow. And on Friday afternoon, I can pause and I can pick it back up on Monday. You need those breaks. You need your evenings off. You need to spend dinner with your family. You need to spend Saturdays like recharging. If you're constantly working, like, you're not even putting in good work. And trust me, that was me. I would work all weekend. I would work all night. I would do everything, all of the things, and it wasn't helping my business. It was just burning me out, okay? All right, so if you're just joining, guys, I'm gonna wrap up right now. I'm actually doing a two-day event. That's why I'm dressed a little bit nicer than normal. Not scrubbing it today. So I am doing a two-day event with my Powerhouse Mastermind Retreat, so make sure to check out my stories to see that. You guys, go get my new book, The Implementation Code. Unlocking the Secrets to Getting It All Done, free for a little while. It's not going to be free permanently. It's free right now. You pay $8.95 shipping and handling, a little bit more for international people. Okay? You guys, thank you. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's never done. Absolutely. Have a great rest of your day. I will see you soon. And then make sure to check out our IG stories to see what's going on with Powerhouse. Bye, everyone. Hey, before you go, have you considered joining us in our next 30-day boot camp? If you are loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, then you will love the Beginner Boot Camp, where we help you build your first marketing funnel in just 30 days, and it's only $97. Hurry and register at stacytushel.com/bootcamp to sign up for our next live boot camp starting on the 1st.